it involves the heart of the chanter also very much. That is why it is said, if the heart is not engaged, it is not enough for the mouth to labor. Because the mouth may chant the holy name for a long time, but if the heart is engaged elsewhere, then such chanting produces very minimal benefit. Very minimal benefit. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Namakshara Bhagavaya Namanahihaya, he says, many names have been uttered, but the actual holy name has not been uttered, he says. What is the meaning of that? The meaning is, chanting apathetically or without taste or without interest as a matter of some duty, without longing to attentively chant the holy name or to attain Krishna. So Jiva Goswami, in one of his commentaries, gives a beautiful example. Jagat dhanamayam lubdaha kamukaha kamini mayam itivat pashyati hare shariram. He says, Jagat dhanamayam lubdaha, the greedy person who is hankering for money, he always sees money everywhere in this world. Similarly, a person who is a lusty man, he sees women everywhere. Like that, the devotees of the Lord should see Lord Krishna everywhere, he says. Just like, for example, if a money greedy man goes to a forest, the first thought that will come in his mind is, oh, such a vast tract of land, so many trees. If I can purchase this whole plot of land and sell it to paper mill, I can make a lot of money. That's how his mind works. Similarly, a lusty man goes to a forest. Immediately his eyes are searching. Are there any tourists? Some beautiful girls around whom I can have some fun watching? So he's looking for attractive, young, beautiful woman. He's a lusty man. And if a devotee of God, he goes to a forest, he will know this forest is an expanded energy of the Supreme Lord. It's an inferior energy of Krishna, the material nature of Krishna. So every person sees based on a certain type of mentality. Now, in our own minds and hearts, we can see what are we looking for in our life. Everybody is searching for something. If somebody is a kamukaha, lusty man, even in a temple like this, when so many visitors come, and they'll be looking for the beautiful members of the opposite sex. Because that is the mentality of a kamuka. On the other hand, Srila Prabhupada went to a place like New York, and he was looking for appropriate candidates to be recruited in Krishna consciousness, even amongst the drug addicted, LSD addicted boys and girls. Even in a place like New York, when somebody told Prabhupada, Swamiji, we are very sorry to bring you to such a dirty place like this Bowery. Prabhupada said, this is not a dirty place, this is Vaikuntha. Where people are interested in serving Krishna, how can it be called a dirty place? So Prabhupada was always looking for, is there any living entity who wants to sincerely engage in Krishna service? Let me connect them to Krishna. So he was looking like that. Similarly, like you saw the thief, you heard about the thief who went to Vrindavan in search of Krishna. Although he had a thievery mentality, thieving mentality, still when he went to Vrindavan and looking for Krishna, having heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from a Vaishnava, so he surely attained Krishna. Similarly, as conditioned souls, like that thief, we also have many wrong mentalities. But fortunately, we have come across Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta purports, and the mission of ISKCON, and the wonderful kathas that we hear, which can actually transform our stealing mentality to searching for Krishna mentality. So that searching for Krishna mentality has to come. This is one thing that every devotee has to observe, one's own mind. What am I looking for? When I am executing my Krishna consciousness from morning to night, what is my heart longing for? If the heart is longing for sense gratification, That is very poisonous. It is in a degrading mode. But over a period of time, a devotee should gradually give up that kind of mentality of orienting towards sense gratification. And then one should always constantly be looking for Krishna. Opportunities to offer service to Krishna and opportunities to attain Krishna consciousness. One should be looking for it. So Vishwanatha Thakur gives a beautiful example. When sense gratification comes and taps the door for a devotee, he considers sense gratification to be a nuisance. Just like, for example, say if you are playing a game, say you are playing cricket or you are playing carom or something, somebody comes in between to call you for lunch, you are absolutely not attracted. You say, don't disturb me. It's not using children how they play. It's full absorption. Similarly, a Krishna conscious devotee performs Krishna consciousness with full absorption. And when sense gratification is offered by Maya in the form of allurements, he thinks, what nonsense, why are you disturbing me? Get out of here. I am so peacefully engaged in Krishna service and I am delighting in it so much. Param drishtva vartate. So he says, this is actually the right mode in which a devotee gradually develops more and more taste for Krishna-related things in Krishna consciousness. Whoever one can be brahmachari, one can be grihastha, one can be a child, one can be a boy, one can be a girl, whoever he be. Because ultimately every living entity is spiritual by nature. Chinmaya vastu. We are not jad, we are chinmaya. And Krishna is chinmaya. Chinmaya can reciprocate love and joy only with chinmaya vastu. A chinmaya or chetana atma can never derive any pleasure from dead matter, which is jada padartha. All this mobiles and video games and TV, now when this World Cup was going on, people are shouting, You heard it everywhere? It's like everybody carrying a bamboo in hand and biting and trying to squeeze out some sugarcane juice from a bamboo. The more you bite, all you get is only bleeding. Similarly, this jada padartha cannot give any happiness at all, although they are chasing after it. Whether India wins or Pakistan wins, this kind of thrill, which is called as illusory thrill, it lives only for a very short while. Now what happened after that? You break the buses, break TV for some time, finish. That's all after that. Or everybody carries a janda uncha rahe hamara, carry your flag. Some people are going in the bike carrying Indian flag, going round and round. Okay, how long are you going to do that? The next day you have to go to job again, isn't it? But Krishna consciousness is, it is said, susukam kartam abhyayam. You can do it now, do it tomorrow, do it next year, do it for your whole life, and after you die, you can continue it in the next life, and you can continue it eternally in the spiritual world, and you will never give it up. That is our shashvata dharma, eternal dharma. So, not captivated by the illusory thrills. A devotee has to develop one's enthusiasm and eagerness in Krishna consciousness in general. And that is going to affect our chanting positively. Because chanting of the holy name is a time-consuming activity, a couple of hours. A devotee has to sit and chant. And if the mind is going to be hankering for something material, as we say in the 10th offense, maintaining material attachments, even after understanding so many glories of the holy name, you see, then the chanting is not going to be effective. It's like a gun without blood. It's not very. Sometimes this 10,000 wala cracker and all, they try to put on a rainy day. You put fire, so that gives sound, doesn't come out. But when the climate is dry, which is actually detachment, and there is proper detachment, and when you put the fire, big, loud sound, it goes on and on and on. Sometimes you don't know when is it going to stop. It's non-stop, it goes. Similarly, Krishna consciousness also, if the orientation is done properly right from the beginning, towards Krishna and Krishna-related things, and one should avoid Maya and Maya-related things, and one should be honest and sincere in doing this, then the taste will develop by mercy of Guru and Krishna. And by that, one's chanting will become effective. Effective means like a dry wood, when you put fire, it will grow very powerful. If it is a wet wood, moisture will make sure that there is only smoke. So some people drag on in Krishna consciousness with a smoky life, suffering themselves, making others suffer, everybody suffers. So that is why I like this beautiful verse by Jiva Goswami. Lubdhana. So the Lubdha means the greedy people. So he is saying that the greedy people see the whole world to be filled with money only everywhere. They calculate from that point of view. And then kamanimayam kamukaha, he says, like the lusty man. Similarly, the devotee sees everything in the material world to be an extension of Krishna's energy only. And he becomes free from all fear because of that. Imagine if one of your most intimate friends is in control of the whole universe, then where is the question of any fear? Because any danger comes, he is there to offer you shelter, he is there to protect you, he is there to save you, he is there to benedict you, he is there for you in all respects. Then there is no more fear, because fear is the most important element in every living being. You see, animals don't know about currency notes, and animals don't know about the different pleasures that we enjoy. But do you know one thing? What is it? Fear. Every living entity in this world is afflicted by fear element, whether it be insect or animal or bird or beast or human being. So we are also creatures of fear. But by chanting Hare Krishna and by absorbing our consciousness fully in Krishna consciousness, that fear element will be finished completely. That goes away when one sees the whole world to be Krishna's energy, extension of Krishna's energy. Whether it is material energy, inferior, or it is spiritual energy, superior energy. So that vision has to be developed by study of Shastra and association with devotees and regularly everyday chanting of the holy name. Then the chanting of the holy name will make sense. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in this whole creation, Naam bina kichu nahi to aro chaudha bhuvana namaste. What is saying? In all these 14 worlds, I don't see anything purposeful or valuable other than the chanting of the holy name, he says. Because everything is material, perishable. Whereas I see the holy name and the jiva, only two spiritual objects in this world, he says. So we will also get that vision which Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining in the song. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer.